sometimes we use a talking stick, and which means that the person who's holding the talking stick is allowed to say whatever they like, and the others, all of us, tend to be quiet and behave ourselves and not interrupt. And so it's quite difficult to do that, because sometimes I can remember one lady who just had so much stress going on in her head that once she started talking, it went on almost for the whole session, really. But we had to try very hard to sort of get this balance of her being able to tell us what was stressful for her, and yet contain the rest of the group, really.
I was just thinking about what Joyce said with this, and remembering that particular incident. There are there are several that spring to mind that are similar, but it's not just to do with the way we behave as group leaders, but in that particular case, because the group knew one another, or a large section of the group were familiar with one another over a long period of time, they as a group supported that person.
Yes,
there was
indeed
a great feeling of support from the group. So it's not just about the group leaders, it's also about the nature of the group and how that responds.
By the riches that there are in the Indies, I put rings on her fingers and gold on her ears, and there on the banks of the lovely Banner River, in all kinds of splendour, I would live with my dear.
Yes.
And you can, I think we can all equate to it.
Yes. Identify.
You can identify.
It's a sort of, well, it's a sort of unrequited love, or unrequested love, maybe.
When you've been fortunate to have a very happy marriage, it hits a bit hard, a little bit, when it stops.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
reason,
the great
yes.
reefer comes at the wrong time.
Yes.
And you've got to pick yourself up, dust yourself down, because other people are involved. I have two wonderful daughters.
Yeah.
And if I do anything wrong, it affects them. So I have to behave myself for the sake of other people. It's so easy. I did go downhill when I lost my wife, and I just lay there. I didn't want to live, I wanted to join them. And my eldest daughter sent her little girl in, and she turned around and she said just a few words, and it made me so angry. She said, and she held my hand, she said, "Mummy said, Granddad, you're going to die." And I became so furious that a little child could utter those words. That I wouldn't, as an older person, say to another person. I'd cushion it. But because with a child, she can only tell the truth as it's been told her. But it made me so damn furious. It kick-started me back into life. And it was.
Fantastic.
They didn't want me to be sloppy or anything like that. I was furious.
Yes.
I actually tried to get up. I wanted to say something really naughty to my daughter, you know. And it kick-started me. And it made me fall back, and I thought, I'm being selfish. And it made me start thinking again. That I owe so much to other people that I get stuff myself into working again. And it's easy to be
self-pitying. Yes, you're right.
No, I'm trying to get a handkerchief.
Well, I might have a clean one in my bag.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry.
No, don't worry. Where is my bag? Any ideas?
Well, here we are.
Yes.
Can I just go like that?
That's fine. Oh, that'd be fine, thank you. That is kind of you.
Yeah.
at being sentimental as my nose runs. That's all. That's the illusion, doesn't it? But,
don't you get into this? I like these
afternoons. Do you? Oh, that's wonderful, yeah. Lily. What is it that you feel so nice about them, then, for you?
Well, you talk about anything but yourself.
Yes. That's right, yes.
And I think beautiful. It's nice. Yeah. You forget yourself and you're talking about something else.
Well, you're sharing with other people.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And we bring in all sorts of dark things. Yes. You just say, my God, what on earth's that?